This is Ketchell Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. So how many planets are there in our solar system? Fun facts, there are 8. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus and Neptune. The 4 inner solar system planets, Mercury, Venus, Earth and Mars, between ourselves and the Sun, fall under the category of terrestrial planets. Jupiter and Saturn are gas giants, that is, giant planets composed mainly of hydrogen and helium, while Uranus and Neptune are the ice giants. But what about all the little planets? Ceres, Pluto, Haumea, Makemake, Eris? With the exception of Ceres, which is located in the asteroid belt, the other dwarf planets are found in the outer solar system. You may remember all the fuss way back in 2006 when Pluto was demoted to being a planetoid or dwarf planet. But there are actually many other little planets where the definitions between dwarf planet and asteroid get blurry. We've just found another tiny planet in our solar system, and this is interesting because it was detected while looking for a mysterious so-called Planet 9. Planet 9 is a hypothetical massive planet, not a dwarf or planetoid at all, but a huge thing, a body way out beyond the orbit of Pluto in a region called the Oort cloud. And since the Sun's rays can't stretch that far and bounce back to Earth, particularly if the surface of the body doesn't reflect well, we can't see it with optical telescopes. So how do we know Planet 9 might exist at all? And why might we be looking for it? So you may be surprised to hear that we didn't directly see Neptune or Pluto either. Neptune was deduced to exist by perturbations in the orbit of Uranus, and then Pluto was deduced by wobbles in Neptune's orbit. Obviously, this was a long time ago, before we had powerful telescopes as we have now. Astronomers went looking in the vicinity of where they predicted a planet to be and eventually found it. So what of the massive Planet 9 orbiting our Sun in the outer reaches, way out there in the backwaters of our solar system? Well, there's a tiny planetoid that we have just seen called the Goblin, which is a highly elliptical orbit and takes a whopping 40,000 Earth years to orbit the Sun. And its orbit appears to be getting perturbed by a far larger body somewhere out there. The Goblin is under the gravitational influence of a giant unseen object. Two other objects, Sedna and the less romantically named 2012 VP113, are, like the Goblin, being shepherded by an unknown object dubbed Planet 9. This discovery was made using the Japanese Subaru 8-meter telescope located on the dormant Mauna Kea volcano in Hawaii. The telescope is the only one in the world able to produce deep images capable of probing the outer reaches of our solar system while also having a wide enough field of view to be able to image enough sky to discover rare objects. And the team at the Subaru will now begin a new run of observations in November with the hope of finding more objects, possibly including the elusive Planet 9. Just in case you believed there is a massive planet out there in our solar system which could be anything like our own Earth, well, no, it will be very, very cold and dark, and it's believed that the Oort cloud, where Planet 9 is purported to exist, occupies an enormous disk starting between 2 and 5,000 astronomical units from the Sun, where an astronomical unit is the distance from Earth to the Sun, it's 150 million kilometres, and stretching as far out to 50,000 astronomical units, that's around 7.5 trillion kilometres. This is about a quarter of the distance to the nearest star, Proxima Centauri, which is 4.2 light years away. So we're talking about a planet which could be a whole light year away, and the distance light travels in a year is a long, long way at 300,000 kilometres per second. So we won't be visiting Planet 9, if indeed it is found, anytime soon. Meanwhile, as you may recall from this show in March this year, the New Horizons mission that gave us those lovely pictures of Pluto in 2015 will fly by Ultima Thule in May next year. Ultima Thule is a potato-shaped object, and that's about all we know about it. The mission scientist, Anne Furbisher, talked to us about it in March, and if you wanted to listen to that podcast, like all others, it is on www.fmr.co.za/looking-up, little dash between the looking and the up. So there's plenty we don't know about our own neighbourhood. And for now, this is Ketchell Kirkham wishing us dark and star-filled skies.